This morning, I swam some laps, I had eggs for breakfast, and I recorded all of this important information in an app called MyFitnessPal. So I can check out my entire history of all the things I ate for months and months back. But who else can see that? Who has access to our health information? For our series, Bit by Bit, How Data is Shaping Our Health, Carolyn Beeler investigates.
It's about 5 p.m. on a Friday, happy hour at the Center City, Philadelphia offices of the tech firm Think Brownstone. While his colleagues chat over beers upstairs, Vice President of Experience Design Phil Chiron is in a meeting room downstairs, finally setting up the Apple Watch that arrived earlier in the day.
I was really tempted to not work for the rest of the day. I really wanted to set it up. It was kind of tough.
At long last, the moment came.
And we opened them out of these beautiful boxes.
Oh, wow. There's like some graphic of like the cosmos there on your watch.
You have to hold the phone up to the watch, and then it recognizes the phone and says they're paired. That was pretty quick.
On the back of the watch are tiny lenses that are part of an optical heart rate sensor. Inside is an accelerometer, which counts steps and calculates calories burned. Chiron wanted the watch because of its health functions.
I mean, if I had like a scale at home that could keep track of my weight, I'd love to have all of my health data in one place.
Experienced designer Sun Quan Bush got the second watch in the office's rotating watch share.
The most interesting thing is when I started setting up the health part, you know, I could actually see my heart rate. It also asked my age, my weight, gender, my activity level, and then it started giving me goals.
This Apple Watch is far from the first activity tracker, and it's not the most sophisticated wearable. Others measure blood oxygen levels, brain activity, and REM sleep. Mobile apps do everything from reminding you when to take your medication to tracking your period. Penn privacy researcher Tim Liebert says these products are ushering in the wild west of health data.
Things that happen outside of a doctor's office, that being your apps, your fitness trackers, your gym memberships, none of that stuff is protected by HIPAA.
HIPAA is the privacy law that limits who has access to your clinical health records.
In terms of what's going on with your fitness trackers or websites in the U.S., for the most part, that's completely unregulated at a federal level. So most of the regulations in that space are self-regulations. And we've seen over the past 10, 20 years that the industry does not police itself virtually at all.
A big recent exception is how Apple is policing apps that tap into health information and use the Apple Watch's heart rate sensor. Morgan Reed is the head of the App Association, a D.C.-based trade organization that represents software companies.
Apple really put a flag in the ground when they came out with their Apple Watch and a set of developer agreements that really defined how we can use the data. They did two things that are really original and are going to be something that I think sets the tone for everyone else.
First, Apple leaves your personal health data on your device. It doesn't automatically upload it to the cloud, and it lets you choose which apps to share it with.
The second part is they made a bright line restriction on the use of this data for targeted behavioral advertising. What that means is that your information can't be used to say, oh, you have this health condition. We're going to show you ads specific to your personal health condition.
Apple also says your health data can't be sold to advertisers. It has yet to be seen how well the company will enforce these rules, but even setting them is outside the industry norm. A Federal Trade Commission study presented last year found that information gathered by 12 mobile health and fitness apps was transmitted to 76 different third parties, including advertisers. That information on exercise routines, diet, and symptom searches could be re-identified back to individual consumers, according to the FTC. Now, selling data is by no means new. It's how Facebook and Google make their money. Tim Liebert is skeptical that app developers will follow Apple's privacy lead as they start to gather more sensitive health data.
I mean, if you're giving away a free app, the money has to come from someplace. So the likelihood that you're going to say everything's encrypted, we can't see everything, and we can never look at it, well, then how do you make money, right?
This personal information is the currency of the digital age. John Wilbanks from the nonprofit biomedical research firm Sage BioNetworks fears our health data is starting to be viewed like any other consumer information.
What we have in sort of consumer culture is really fine-grained stratification of people so that we know that, you know, you're more likely to buy a yellow sweater and I'm more likely to buy a blue sweater.
Wilbanks worked on the participant consent policies for Apple's secure research apps, and he's especially worried about what happens if insurance companies have access to this detailed health information?
It becomes easy to say, I'm not, you know, going to deny you insurance because of factors X, Y, and Z. It says, oh, you know, I simply used all of this data, and people like you tend to have a bad health record, so I'm not going to give you insurance at a good rate because my data has put you into this risk pool. And that risk pool would not have been knowable before wearables. And so that's one of the big fears, and I think it's a valid one.
Obamacare outlaws insurance price hikes based on health status in the individual market, but generally does allow it in employer-based coverage. Companies already incorporate the fitness tracker Fitbit into corporate wellness programs, and at least one life insurance company offers discounts to customers who wear one and share the data. For the record, Fitbit emphatically says it does not sell personal data without consent. Back at the tech company Think Brownstone, Sungkwan Bush and Phil Sharon aren't bothered by the capabilities of their new watches.
I suppose I should be creeped out, but it's kind of cool.
At this point, I'm not worried about someone else seeing that data. If I gained 5 pounds and Apple finds out, I don't think Johnny Ive cares.
For now, which health information is collected and shared is largely up to the tech industry. What's up to the consumer is whether the help you get, tracking your steps or calories or heart rate, is worth giving up some privacy. As they say about free stuff online, if you're not paying for it, you are the product. For The Pulse, I'm Carolyn Beeler.
And if you care about what information your apps collect from you, Tim Liebert recommends actually reading your privacy policies. I know it's a major drag, but look for any clauses that reserve the right to share or sell your data. And if you want to keep your health information private, don't use health and fitness apps on public Wi-Fi. You've been warned.